Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf. This year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Yuma 53, talking about the sons of Aharon, what actually happened, why did it happen that they passed away when they brought a carbon before Hashem. A braisa taught, Rabbi Eliezer says, the sons of Aharon died only because they rendered a legal decision in the presence of Moshe, their teacher. What scriptural inference did they make? The verse states, the sons of Aharon, the Kohen, shall place a fire onto the altar. They inferred from this verse that even though the fire comes down from heaven, there is a mitzvah to bring fire from ordinary sources. Since they rendered this decision without conferring with Moshe, they were liable to death. So the idea being, we have to always remember, we have to always honor, and we always have to give preference, and we always have to give the decision-making really to our Rabbanim, really to our mentors, really to those who can lead us, those who can take us and bring us to where we're supposed to go in terms of decision making and in guiding us in our own lives. We have to make sure to have those rabbeim, to have those mentors, to have those leaders in our lives, and we should try not to make decisions in our own right. If you're going to try to study something and try to find it and look it up, that's a good thing to do. You know, you can look into the Shulchan Aruch and the Talmud and the Torah itself, obviously, but don't make decisions yourself without looking it up, without thinking about the matter, without trying to analyze the matter. Always have a Rav, always have a mentor, always have someone to reach out to talk to and to be able to connect with. The Pirkei Avos teaches us, Aseh Lecha Rav, you need to make for yourself a teacher, not acquire for yourself. You can't acquire a teacher with money. You have to make for yourself, find for yourself a real teacher who can guide you. Just as the sons of Aharon were liable because they made a decision in front of their teacher Moshe, so too we should make sure, God forbid, not to be liable if we make a decision in front of our teachers, in front of our mentors, without consulting, without dealing with them, and without reaching out to them. There are different aspects of society in Jewish life, in Orthodox life, where people actually go to their rabbim for every single decision on earth. Anytime they have any issue, they have anything, which is actually a very interesting way of going about things, and to make sure they're always guided and to always know where to go about. And in our own lives, make sure to aseh lecha rav, make for yourself the teacher, have that mentor, have that person, so that you can make sure to avoid being liable on any account, God forbid. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 54 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.